Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, I tried to do my show on Friday, and I had somebody who came into the chat room and told me that my audio was absolutely horrendous. So I quit the show and rescheduled it for today, and I actually had it scheduled for the wrong time. So I thankfully got in here early enough that I was able to get things going the way it should have been. But welcome back to the show. Why the Left is a Political Death Cult. It's something that I found in WND News Center, and it was written by Joseph Farah, and he coins the term to describe the progressive attempts to erase people from history. That's exactly what they're doing. It occurs to me, he says, a former leftist, that there's another appropriate term to describe the nature of the tactics of this and strategy of those we good-naturedly and euphemistically call progressives. But before I tell you the word, let me explain what the left uniquely does to its adversaries, people like former President Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Dinesh D'Souza, and anyone they really don't like. One way you could explain what they attempt to do is to excommunicate them from polite society. That's putting it ever so mildly. But the idea is to hold those with whom they disagree in utter contempt, which is what they do to us. It's very close to accusing them of political heresy, but even that is not quite strong enough. They strongly suggest their opponents represent a clear and present danger to society. And if the truth was actually told, it would be the left that presents a clear and present danger to society. They even do this retroactively by demolishing statues of some of America's greatest leaders. In fact, the country's founding fathers. What is the purpose of that action? It is to tarnish their names, to discredit any historic contributions they may have made to the advancement of liberty, to ensure they are never cited as brilliant statesmen in the future, and to call into question their moral fiber and character. In effort, wouldn't it be accurate to say the political left is not only attacking the founders' ideas about constitutional limits on the size and scope of government, but actually defaming them as individuals who have been silenced by death, are in no position to defend themselves? Let's take an actual example, George Washington. Some of his statues have been defaced and toppled by alt-left crazies, and there are two reasons for it. He was a shareholder, and thus they conclude, a racist. I'm not going to bother getting into an explanation of why that is not necessarily an accurate or fair conclusion. Nuance is never going to win an argument with the alt-left. Why? Because some of their greatest heroes were racist. People like Margaret Sanger, for instance, she didn't, by the way, exhibit her racism more than 200 years ago, but rather in the 20th century when she advocated for the extermination of black people because they were, in her view, inferior. But the second more important reason they vilify George Washington is because more than any other historic personality, he represents the founding of America. He's even called the father of our country. That means he has several strikes against him already. He was white. He was a man. They despise him as a paternalistic father figure. He fought against the Native Americans in the French and Indian War. He was a slaveholder, and he personifies everything wrong with the founding of America. Get it? But that's not enough to call him names and discredit his accomplishments. What they seek to do by toppling his statues and monuments is kill his memory. What other rationale would there be for destroying physical reminders of him? In addition, their goal is to blot out any memory of what makes America the torch of life and liberty around the world. And that leads me directly to this new term I am suggesting that truly represents the intent of the alt-left and its vicious attacks on their enemies of the past and present. Are you ready for it? I admit it's one that you have to think about. It's one I believe will grow on you. And that word, politicide. That's what the left does to its enemies in its quest for power. And by the way, once the left grabs total power, they no longer have to use political character assassination. The left has a strong historical track record of just plain old-fashioned murder after solidifying its grip on the reins of power. If you have any doubts about the left's ability to erase history through politicide, let me remind you of the deadly power of the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. In the aftermath of Red October, between 50 million and 60 million were murdered by their own government. Have you heard any progressives repenting for their ideology sin of the past? So think about it. Politicide, death through politics. The left is a political cult.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to.
Show me where it said that protesters have to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back.
Color Only Day here on CNM with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNM, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins. News for America that is good for America never gets reported. So that's why shows like NWCR Radio exist. We will be right back after these important messages. Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless. For the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Bing Fisher, that he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it. This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico and CNM's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3, giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. and see what happens then, where America always wins. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. We'll be back next week with the next episode of NWCR Radio, where we work hard to let you know what America has in store and what the Constitution and our laws have to say about it. Stay tuned. God bless you all.